You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And today we are joined by the lads from Caribou to talk about their new single, Italia.
Yeah. We're Caribou.
How are you today, guys?
Good.
Yeah, good.
Not too bad.
It's been a nice day, actually.
It's been a beautiful day. I wanted to go study. And then I ended up just watching The Office.
Yeah, I mean, you
can't... But I wanted to go to the Botans and study. Yeah. That was the important part.
That's good. The thought was there, so exactly. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about the elephant in the room. Your last release, Italia, came out last weekend.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Finally.
How has, I guess, the reception been to it, I guess? Have you guys got good feedback? Good people?
Yeah. No, it's been going good.
Mm.
Yeah, I reckon I shot with friends and they really enjoyed it, especially back home. And
sick. Yeah.
It's always the family that really get out and support it. You know, they're always front running.
Yeah.
No one said anything too scathing yet.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no, except this random guy across the road was like, "Oh, it's awful." And then I was like, "Who are you?" And then turned out it was Mike McRoberts from TV3 News.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. What? Huh?
No, that did not. No, Roberts did not do that.
That's an interesting. Okay.
I was trying. Oh, Tim Schabel. That's the one. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Tim Schabel.
Is he the guy that interviewed you for Flipperfest?
Yeah, Tim Schabel interviewed me for Flipperfest.
Okay. And he said it. Okay.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, this is bad.
Moving on. What was the inspiration behind the track? Because it's got a very, like, 90s sound, I guess. I don't know.
We kind of just wanted to do something that changed keys.
Yeah.
I remember when we started off, me and Cam writing it.
Yeah.
We wanted to have something that was, like, different key changes and, like, would have, like, a weird drum part. Was the initial start of it.
Because actually we, the chorus, the part where it's like, we started jamming off with that one because Mario was just, you know, playing some spicy chords and then I was just going off and then that's how it like started. We started that and then built from there.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have any like musical influences that you listen to a lot while you're writing?
Ooh.
There's definitely the last one. The last part of the song is very
shoegazy.
Oh, yeah.
We were trying to get slow. We were trying to get as slow dives, shoegaze.
Yeah.
My bloody
Valentine.
Galentine. Yeah. We were trying to get as much of that as possible.
Yeah, for sure. You can hear it too. It comes through.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
The audiovisual Dropkicks have a song that they haven't played.
Oh yeah, that's so funny.
Eugene's Big Night Out. It's pretty similar in the sort of verses part.
Oh,
is it?
A little bit. And
yeah.
Well, because we went around to their flat one time and they were like, "Yeah, we can."
No, it was a different song. It was Sybil. No, it wasn't Sybil. It was If You Want Me to Stay, that's the one. It's off their first EP, and it's got the same chord progression.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like in the verse.
Yeah, during the verse. Crazy. But it wasn't intended.
No.
Because we wrote that song before they had released it.
True.
Yeah, and then they released it, and I was like, damn it. So now we've waited a year, so it doesn't count.
Oh, okay, true, exactly. It cancels
it
out.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you're friends, so they can't sue you at all.
No, they can't. They can't.
Yet.
Yeah.
What was the recording process like? Did you guys go to a studio to make it?
We recorded Italia at the same time we recorded Big 18.
Really?
So yeah, pretty far back actually with Rory. And it was good. There was a lot of musical changes we had to do with the song a little to make it sound better than the original idea.
Yeah, well, because I remember we played Big 18 to a click, but Italia was just one of those songs that we couldn't play it to a click, so we had to record it completely live.
True.
Which was, I think, adds to it somewhere, maybe. I'm not sure.
Was that something you guys had done before, recording live, or...?
Well, we sort of. Like, we've done Big 18... Well, no, actually, no, because Big 18 was click. And it was, like, we recorded, like, a live backing track.
Yeah.
And then we, like, layered on top of it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is the closest thing just recording ourselves?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, the bootlegs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. you have a favourite part of the song, or like a lyric, or a guitar riff, or anything?
Personally, there's this one, like the breakdown part right before the 7/8 change.
Yeah.
There's like these big guitar bends, and those are really fun to do live because I could just almost break my string each time.
That's all you need,
yeah.
So one little 1975 reference.
Oh yeah, I was, when I wrote the lyrics, I was like the biggest 1975 Matty Healy fan.
Yeah.
And I like wanted to put like his most pretentious lyric from his most pretentious song and like put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's at the very end if anyone can guess it, but I don't know if anyone would. But I also forgot the name of the song, so I couldn't tell anyone what the song was.
Self-titled.
Maybe. No, it's not the self-titled.
Yeah, it's like under. I forgot what it's called.
It's I like it when you sleep.
Yeah.
That one. Really, but it's the really long instrument. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, I like the solo at the end that I do, the guitar solo.
Mm.
That was just. It was really fun to record. I just recorded like, I think either 6 or 8 takes of like the same solo.
That's insane.
With like a bunch of delay, and like Rory put it panning all around.
Yeah,
it was really, really fun to like be able to do that process of recording.
That would have been so sick. All the effects and pan and stuff,
Especially the guitar tone, it just sounds so crispy when you're like recording it through the monitor and the amps in the other room. So you're just getting like the best sound possible. Oh, it's beautiful. I could go on about it. Yeah.
Is this part of a bigger project you guys have got planned, or?
No.
Not at this present stage.
No.
Not at this present stage.
I think if we have any big project, it would probably be all, like, same production, same time.
Yeah.
I reckon, because there's quite a varying sound between the singles we have out now.
Mm.
And so if we did, we are planning to do something. We are planning.
Yes.
But, yeah, it would be something more, like, uniform,
yeah,
I guess.
For sure,
yeah,
for sure. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're playing at the Crown this Friday?
With the Days.
With the Days, yes.
And J.R. Williams.
This guy.
Gonna be good.
Yeah, it'll be pretty sick.
Yeah.
It'll be, like, one last send off before exams and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For the year.
Yeah. You guys keen? Because it's the Days' single release and your single release too, I guess. So
it's a good. We were listening to that before on the radio.
Yes, we were. It was just played,
and it was very good.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited to play with them.
Yes, it'll be fun. Have you got anything else? Any other gigs? Well, not really, because it's exams coming up at the moment.
Yeah,
but
we're just kind of leaving.
We're all leaving. If there are any future plans, it will be Flipperfest.
Yeah, true.
Flipperfest, year two.
Year two.
Second year version. And it'll be so cool.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, have you got anything else you'd like to share about the song? Any funny stories while you were writing? Stories while you were recording? Anything that came up?
We got pizza with Rory when we were recording it.
That
we shouted him some Domino's. It was some good pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was good. The song's about Italy, if it wasn't already apparent. Well, it's not really. That just was because Ruben wanted me to write a song about Italy.
Yeah.
And he was like, do it. And so I did it. And
there's a hat
that says Italia on it.
Yeah.
And that's somewhere in my room.
Okay.
So the Italia lore is actually very expansive to the Caribbean universe.
Yes, tell us the Italia lore.
So this is chapter 3 of the Caribbean universe.
Yeah.
Chapter 4 is when my wife leaves me and then the kids I'm stuck with, but they're all lovely group, and then I put them into high school, and then they graduate, and then at the very end of that, Cam, Ben and Colton all walk out and they start shaking hands in business suits.
Uh-huh.
And as it continues, we all then travel to Radio 1 and then do this interview. And so that's why we're now here today.
Chapter 5
Oh, that was chapter 5. Okay.
Okay.
Well, maybe even chapter 6. I don't know. There's so many chapters to the Caribbean universe.
Yeah.
It's difficult to understand, you know. To truly comprehend. It's multidimensional.
You just had to be there.
Multi-level marketing.
One thing about recording Italia, just to go back to your question, I mean, we weren't really planning on doing it at all. It was
no,
Rory, yeah.
I think was what helping with sound at Next in Line because he's part of Five Souls Club.
Yeah, yeah,
and then he. I think it was his final year of music production.
Yeah, and he had,
and he had to do two songs true for his cool final like
true
project,
yeah,
his assignment.
Yeah.
So he was like, "Oh, I want to do yours for
yeah
free."
Yeah,
like, "Oh, sure."
That's
and
so
he
sick
was incredible.
Yeah, it was so good. I would,
yeah,
I'm really happy.
Rory is one of the nicest dudes I've ever met through the Dunedin scene. He's
yeah
like, just so cool.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. He really he did one good for us. That really is not the right word for it, but did a good shout out. Shout out to Rory, thank you so much.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, do you have anything else you'd like to tell us?
Chapter 7?
Chapter 7.
No, I'll save Chapter 7 for the next one.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it a mystery for now.
Yeah.
We'll get you
yeah
back and you can tell us all the chapters.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure
thank
talking
you so
to you
much.
Yeah,
thank
yeah
you for having
yeah
us so much.
For sure, for sure. Italia's great. It's great to hear about the Italia law.
Yeah, crazy Italia law, yeah.
Crazy Italia law, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you lads today. Thank you for everything. This is Italia on Radio 191 FM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.